from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Have you drummed on your kid yet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Isn't it the best?
I think it was like yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you get some rhythm too. I love drumming on my kid, man.
I just very, very lightly.
Show Mocha where that clip is more, please.
Did you import clips?
It's a guy drumming on his kid, and he's like a little kid too.
Really?
Yeah, like one or something like that. But the kid makes a ton of noise, and when he makes for like every sound that he makes, I get it over here. You want me to play it over here? But so every sound that the kid makes, because you know kids like make these like real weirdo sounds just like naturally, right?
Yeah.
And when kids make those weirdo sounds, and you're drumming on them, it's this like a squeak and like a bass drum and everything else. Do you have it?
Oh, I have it here.
Yeah. Okay, here. Listen to this guy drum on his kid.
Tummy talk drum? Is that what it's called?
No, the other one. It's called a guy plays his son like a drum.
No, easy.
Right?
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so the kid is lying on the ground.
Yeah.
Right? Like a little
belly
kid.
Up?
No, but belly down.
Oh,
so
belly
the
down.
So the dad has one hand he makes a little fist with,
yeah,
and the other hand he slaps like where like his butt with, right?
Okay.
And so the kid is like doing kid laugh, which are squeaks,
yeah,
as he's laughing. But every time the dad hits him with like the little fist hand for the bass drum, it makes the squeak go.
Oh,
right? So listen. So listen back to it now. Right?
That's good. That's good.
Oh my God! That is.
Is that not the best? All right, Maury, get over here.
If we can get
Maury to wheeze, that would be incredible.
Do you need to lie down?
Yeah, I need you to lie down.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But hold on here.
Okay. But you need lie this way. Put your feet over this way. So I need you to. Yeah, thank you for taking your shoes off. That's very courtesy. Very courteous of you. Stop it. You're gonna make fun of me. Okay, so Maury is now on my don't think you're not coming over here to drum on Maury too, Mocha, because I know you got rhythm, son. Okay, so I got so Maury is now lying on the desk in front of me.
Uh-oh.
What?
Okay, no, go ahead.
Okay, so
you're not gonna fart, are you?
No, I hope
are you gassy
not.
Today?
I hope not.
Okay, yeah, don't fart. Okay, so I'm gonna put my microphone here.
Okay.
So let me just do it. Let me just do a test. Get back down, man.
That's what she said.
Let me just do a test. Let me just do a test. Ready?
Yeah. Oh.
Hold on, I think you're a little too close to your microphone.
Okay.
And my microphone needs to pick this up a little bit more.
Okay.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear
cool.
me?
Okay, so here we go. So I'm gonna drum on you now, okay, Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. Ow, 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 ow,
okay. So just so you guys know,
yeah,
the microphones didn't pick any of that up.
No,
so you're gonna have to do it again.
No,
man, oh man.
So louder.
Okay, but just like make sure that the microphones are good this time.
Okay,
bro.
Are you serious?
Okay. Yeah, louder.
Nothing. Nobody heard
oh,
anything.
Man.
Okay, more. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go again. Yeah. My arms are getting tired.
Ready? A one, a two, a one, good. Two, three, four.
Just like the baby, right? Just like the baby.
Oh, I forgot. You know what, guys? I just checked. The first time he did it, everybody heard.
Maury, I think you had...
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to read you this. So we do the Johnny Depp School of Acting on this show because the story was, the rumor was that Johnny Depp, of course, too famous, too big of a star to memorize a script. So he pays a guy to sit on set and feed him his lines into his ear, into an earpiece. So let me read you this now. So Game of Thrones, they're doing everything they can this season to protect the secrets.
Right.
So no spoilers are released.
So are they much filming like multiple endings?
Yeah,
too?
But so much so that Nicholas Castor-Waldau, who plays Jaime Lannister, did an interview and said that the cast aren't even getting scripts.
What?
So what he said was, the security is so tight, the tightest yet. Actors in each scene are equipped with earpieces and are fed their dialogue to deliver line by line.
No, they are
he's
not.
A quote, we're not even getting scripts. Now, I don't know if he's joking or not. But this is exactly what we do. So what better time to revisit the Johnny Depp School of Acting? So we'll do a scene from Game of Thrones.
Oh, cool.
Maury has an earpiece in his ear. I will feed Maury his lines.
Mocha, I will feed Maury his lines.
Mocha, you have a script.
Who's,
so,
who's Daenerys?
So Daenerys. She's the mother of dragons.
Oh, that's a girl?
Yeah. Daenerys is the mother of dragons.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so.
Maury, you will be Tyrion. Tyrion is the dwarf.
I thought that
Did you just say Tyrion's the dwarf?
Yeah, but he's awesome. He's like
but
one of the most.
Why does the short guy get the short part?
Because it's just the way that the script goes. He's a very important character. Okay? It's not a problem, Maury.
Okay, Jesus. So I'm Daenerys.
People call her Danny.
All right,
it's fine.
I'm Danny.
Yeah.
And you're Tyrone.
No, Tyrion.
Oh.
Tyrion Lannister. He is a Lannister, but he's just about as good as a Lannister can get.
Oh,
okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, so here we go. So, Game of Thrones, Maury and Mocha, Tyrion and Daenerys, scene one, and action.
So I should welcome you into my service because you murdered members of your own family?
Even your services, your grace. We've only just met. It is so soon to just a service of the service.
Cut.
Get this right. It was one line. Okay, we'll do this again. Game of Thrones, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury and Mocha, Daenerys and Tyrion. Take two and action.
So I should welcome you into my service because you murdered members of your own family?
In your service, your grace, we've only just begun with so many servants of service.
If you'd rather return to the fighting pits, just say the word.
When I was a young man, I heard stories of a baby born in the worst storm. In his memory, she had no wells and no lance and an arm and a memory and a lever, most of whom thought he was benefit himself. They kept her alive, moving her to place and a place over their head, over the hill. She was eventually sold off to a lord that was a world, and she did it years later. She boasted in a storm. She had no wells, somehow acquired all three in a short period in a time and with dragons, and then she was the beast, and then she wanted to build a better life. She.
Okay, I think we might have to do that part over again.
Okay. Are you listening to me, Maury?
Well, there's nothing else I can do.
Okay. Okay.
Also waving your arms around like a maniac.
Okay, I need you to concentrate on. It's a very, like, very dramatic scene here.
The words are in my head, dude.
Okay.
You said something about a baby being born in a well and only having one arm.
Yeah. Okay.
Great story.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we picking it up from the second part?
We'll pick it up from the second part.
Okay.
Johnny Depp School of Acting, Game of Thrones edition, Maury Mocha, take three, and action.
If you'd rather return to the fighting pits, just say the word.
I was a young man. I heard a story of a baby that was born in a worse story. She had no welts. She had no army. She had no hands. Most of it, she could benefit from the cells. They moved her from place to place over their heads. They threw her over the mountain. She was sold over a mountain, over the edge, over the The Welsh. Lancer, the army, somehow they acquired the three in a short period of time. The three dragons, they shot the beast and the louse. I thought you were worth meeting the beast.
So the dragons had a louse. Okay. And that baby was thrown off that mountain like three times, bro. also, in the second take, that baby had zero hands I'll tell whatsoever. You,
season 8 of Game of Thrones is going to be hilarious.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Are you in the bathroom?
No, I'm on the headset. On the phone. I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, what are you doing?
Nothing. Just making my lunch, getting ready.
Oh, okay. Going to work?
Yeah.
Your phone's terrible, dude. What are you doing?
He's making his lunch, man.
I know, but listen, could you just chill for 1 second? You called us, right?
What's your name?
Well, hold
Nathan,
on. Why what? Are you so terrible at using a telephone?
I got these headbuds in because my phone... Watch this.
Oh, my God.
Is that better?
Barely.
Bit. It's Nathan, right?
Lucas.
Oh, Lucas. See, that's how bad your phone connection is. I thought your name was Nathan.
I've never heard a phone this terrible.
Sorry about that.
No, okay. Not better.
What'd you do? Put your phone in the toaster?
Pause for 1 second. It is so rude to call somebody with the quality of telephone you have, and I don't know if any of your friends have ever told you, but you have to fix your situation with your telephone.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting a new one soon.
Okay.
All right. So, what are you making for lunch?
I made a peanut butter.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
What? You made what?
Okay, pause for 1 second. Are you actually holding a phone right now?
Yeah, with my headphones.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Lucas, man, I got to tell you, Ross is so upset right now.
Oh, okay.
All I want to know is what you're making for lunch today, Lucas.
Okay, honestly now. Honestly. Okay, bro.
I understand
trolling somebody with a terrible phone and making them just suffer through this. Hello?
Lucas, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Lucas.
Lucas. Lucas.
Lucas!
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing. Just on my way to work now.
Okay, so are you still in the kitchen?
No, I'm
okay,
in
what
the
did you
now.
What did you just change?
I just threw the phone to my ear, but now I can't really hear you.
Okay.
Crystal clear connection.
Do me a favor. Are you still in the house?
I'm out now.
Okay, you're out in the world now.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the first thing you need to do is move.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah, okay. How's your lunch?
Haven't had it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Were you successful in making your lunch?
Yeah.
What did you make? Mocha's desperate to know.
Yeah, for the record,
you really suck at using a phone. You suck at all aspects of using a phone. You suck at waiting for to hear the person finish saying what they're saying so you can then start talking. Like, you're terrible at everything that involves using a telephone.
I can't hear you really right
okay,
now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, we haven't played Pinched in a while. You guys want to play Pinched?
I'm a favorite!
Only if I win.
New game alert!
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched!
Okay, so how Pinch works, basic trivia game, Maury going head-to-head with Mocha. In between them on the desk is a giant pile of wooden clothes pegs. You get a question wrong, your opponent gets to place a clothes peg anywhere on your body. This has been described as torture trivia in the past. It's a whole lot of fun.
I would like to say,
yes,
point out the fact that the last time we played Pinch, I got every single question right.
That is correct.
I'd like to point out that the time before that, I got every question right.
No, that's not true.
Maybe I missed one.
That's not true.
I've had the only shutout in the amount of times that we played Pinch, which is a ton.
That's right. Mocha is coming off an undefeated victory the last time we played Pinch. If I could hear both your buzzers, please, Mocha. Maury. Okay, there we go. Gentlemen, your categories today are classic video games and who you calling Horseface, Horseface.
Let's go with classic video games.
Classic video games. We first met Mario in this classic. Maury.
Mario Brothers.
Incorrect.
No, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Correct. Okay, Mocha, you get to put a clothes peg anywhere on Dammit Maury's body. Where are you going now?
Please remove your glasses, Dammit Maury.
Oh.
No, I have to be able to see. Sorry.
See what?
Everything.
What do you mean?
All you have to do right now is be able to hear the questions.
Okay. Okay, so Maury's taking off his glasses.
Oh, you act like a baby.
Where's Mocha going? Oh, right in between. Oh, no, the top of the eyebrow. A little bit.
Yo, question. Did you just get your eyebrows done?
No, I tweeze myself every morning.
Every morning? That seems excessive to me.
Very.
How much hair
you've
you
never
got
complimented,
going on there?
By the way.
I've never noticed. Smooth.
I've never noticed.
I also use a new eye cream.
Okay, so hold on. Your mocha's going right for the eyebrow. How does that feel?
It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
You look
just
weird.
Being honest.
You look weird. Okay. Continue on in the category of classic video games. I keep getting all these square ones, but I really need that long thing. Mocha.
Tetris.
Yes. Okay.
You actually gave me a good idea, Roz. Okay. You said in between the eyes, so I think I'm going
to
go there
the
right
trick,
now.
Mocha, though, is to go where the skin is thin and to get a tiny little bit of it. Don't
Whose
stop.
Whose side are you on, you?
I would tell the same thing to you. I've said the same thing to you before. How does that feel?
Thin skin.
That was a grunt. All right, continuing on in the category, gentlemen. This classic Nintendo game was not played with Maury.
Super Mario Brothers.
Incorrect. Was not played with the controller, but with the gun. Mocha.
Oh, I can say it anyway.
Yes.
Duck Hunt.
Correct. Maury. What are you doing?
Maury, please stretch out your left arm.
Oh, no. Okay, so where's Mocha going here? Okay, he's just lifting up Maury's sleeve. The rule of pinched as far as attire goes, there's no uniform per se, but you do have to wear a t-shirt, so all your arm is exposed. Mocha's going on the underside of the arm, the baby skin right underneath the arm. Oh, Maury just hit Mocha.
It's just a reaction. Just a reaction.
Dude,
hold on.
Just a reaction.
These are the rules of the game. Like,
all right, moving on to the category of who you calling Horseface, Horseface. If you're super old, you probably watch this show about a talking horse. Mocha.
Mr. Ed.
Yes.
What,
Maury?
What?
Someone was phoning me while I was trying to buzz in.
Oh, too bad.
Okay, Maury's buzzer didn't work. Okay, so where are you going now, Mocha?
Because I know it hurt the last time, I'm going to go right next to the clothes peg that I put
on the underside of his arm.
On the underside of his arm, because the skin is super thin there.
How am I supposed to explain arm hickeys at home?
I would guess the way you normally have always explained the other hickeys at home. Okay, continuing on with who you calling Horseface, Horseface. This guy talked to horses only quietly. Maury.
Slow talking horse talker.
Incorrect. Mocha?
You know what? I don't know this one.
Oh, snap. Gentlemen, the horse whisperer was the answer.
That's what I meant.
The horse whisperer. On Seinfeld, after eating too much beefarino, Maury.
Farts.
Yes, correct. Rusty wouldn't stop doing this. Farts.
Can you raise your left arm, please, Mocha?
Okay, Maury's going in for the underside of Mocha's arm.
You have bone hair.
You sounded like a motorcycle starting just then.
I was just like gearing up, right? Because I knew it was going to hurt.
Okay. And the final question in closing out the category of who you calling Horseface, Horseface.
Yeah.
If someone is lucky, they're said to have one of these up their butt. Maury.
Horseshoe.
Yes, correct. Okay, one last one. Maury. One last one for Maury here. Okay, Maury, where are you going? Right on the nostril.
Oh, my God. That hurts.
Mocha's eyes are totally watering.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me do the tally here. Mocha,
sure.
Mocha, you have what? You have 1, 2.
Yeah.
Maury, please lift up your arm.
I have 4.
You have 4. Maury is 4. Okay, so Mocha, this is the great thing about Pinched. Although Mocha does not sound like he has won anything.
Yeah.
Mocha actually is the winner of this round of Pinched.
I feel like like a champion.
Congratulations.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. We'll get to your calls in just a second at 416-870-8888.
Just do me a favor. Don't ask people anymore who their favorite is. I had somebody yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I had somebody yesterday go, oh, by the way, you're my favorite. And I'm like, don't say that. Because what winds up happening now is the only people who tell me that that I'm their favorite are people who say it out of pity. Right? Because we're starting to get that a lot. And then people who say it because they just feel pressure to say anything. When people say you, they have really good reasons for saying you.
Just take the win when you can get it.
But it's not a win, though. That's the problem.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Roz. It's Christine.
Hi, Christine. Mocha's here, too. What's going on?
I seriously can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I call all the time.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just heard you say that normally when people call in, they're stressed when they say Roz.
Mm-hmm.
But I can give you a reason why I would pick you.
Oh, okay. Now, hold on here. This is somebody with a legitimate reason, Mocha. Because Mocha always asks people who their favorite is between Roz and Mocha. And the vast majority of people always say Mocha. And then the ones who usually say me do it under duress, or they feel bad, or they're just stressed out.
Right.
So you say that you have a legitimate reason. Are you at all interested in hearing this legitimate reason, Mocha?
Yes.
You are?
Of course.
Okay.
Fair is fair.
Okay. So, Roz.
Yeah.
I would say you, because I think you have a sexy voice, and I think you are like a smooth, cool dude. Like, chill, relax. You just sound so, like, calm.
Yeah. Smooth, cool
dude. Why is that funny?
Smooth, cool dude.
That should be your new Twitter bio. Smooth, cool dude.
Okay, listen, you're not helping at all. Huh? You just gave Mocha ammo. Look, you really did.
Oh,
I'm gonna get.
Man.
I'm glad
he finds it amusing.
I don't think that you realize that you have just set me up for years of smooth, cool dude jokes.
But that's a legit. Not everybody has a sexy voice, you know?
No, I know.
And not everybody can be a smooth, cool dude.
Oh, man.
Hey,
that's
Christine.
True too.
We love you so much. Thank you very much for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too.
Your answer. Take care. Phone,
anything else you want to say, Mr. Smooth, cool dude?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The story always goes that Hollywood is out of original ideas.
Of course.
And that's why you just get every big director is now attached to either a reboot or a sequel in some way. As soon as you get a little bit of success, they want you for a reboot or a sequel. That's just the way it goes. They don't want original ideas. And the latest sort of, not reboot, but sequel, and now they're doing sequels to movies that came out years ago. Cher announced that she's going to be in a sequel to...
Hold on. What do I know Cher from?
No, she was not in the original.
No, but...
Oh, she was not in the original.
No, so I'm not... I'm not saying Mask. They're not redoing...
They're not bringing back Rocky Dennis?
No, they're not
doing... Oh, no, he died.
Yeah, they're not doing a sequel.
Alert.
They're not doing a sequel to Mask.
Man, I love that movie so much.
They're not doing a sequel to Moonstruck.
What about Burlesque?
Those are the only two movies that I know Cher from.
No, Cher is joining the cast for the sequel of Mamma Mia 2.
Well, Meryl Streep?
Yeah. I don't even know if Meryl Streep's in this one, but
she is.
It's called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
What?
Because the song Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Yeah. Do you like that song? Do you like ABBA?
My, how I want to miss you, Mamma Mia.
Do you know
down
that
the
song?
Road again.
I used to love ABBA. You don't like ABBA?
I don't really know
Don't make
ABBA.
Me find ABBA. You don't know ABBA?
I'm sure I do.
You
like,
have
I,
got to be kidding
If
me.
You play a song, maybe I'll know.
You will know all the songs. Everybody knows all the songs. Maury, aside from Mamma Mia, throw me some big ABBA songs here.
Oh,
Take a Chance on Me, right?
Take a Chance on Me.
Pause. I'm actually going to play it. You don't have to torture everybody with that. Oh, my God.
Singing wrong lyrics.
Oh, like this is the one time you're going to take offense to not being able to sing. Right?
Because it's ABBA.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I get that it's ABBA.
Is ABBA the one that Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake used to always...
No, that's the Bee Gees.
Yeah, that was the Barry Gibb talk show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're confusing... Same era, right? Like that same sort of disco world, but you're confusing Bee Gees with ABBA. This is ABBA.
This is part of the ordinary course of...
You never heard this? You never heard this?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
This is the first time. I don't hate it. It sounds lovely. Oh, it's off beat now. Okay, no.
You, okay, hold on here. Straight up, you never heard Take a Chance on Me by ABBA?
Never.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on here. I hope we have time because you and I are holding hands and going down a wormhole together right now, brother. Okay, so that's Take a Chance. What else
what
do we
year
have?
What was this, though?
I don't know. Your mom will know. Your mom right now is throwing wooden spoons at her radio listening to you.
At least it's not wooden spoons in my head like she used to do back in the day.
Okay, what else should we do now? So Mamma Mia. Okay, so let me...
Well, I know that from the movie.
Right,
I haven't really seen... I've just seen the movie like bits and pieces.
Okay, here's
with Amanda Seyfried.
Okay, so here's... So you know this song, right?
What's this one?
This is Mamma Mia.
Oh, is that how it starts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with like a killer guitar lick. You don't know this?
No. I know the main part of the song.
And they also did a song, was it Alejandro?
Yeah.
Like Lady Gaga?
No, we're not going to get into that one. Oh, Dancing Queen. Do you know Dancing Queen?
Oh, Dancing Queen. Okay. Something, 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 movie screen. Right? Yeah, I know this one. Everybody knows this one.
You know this one. So this is the only ABBA that you... Did you even know that this was from a group called ABBA?
Nope.
You had no idea.
No idea.
How do you go through life and not know who ABBA is? Like, I don't understand how you wind up in 2017 living the life that you've lived, being a human being on this planet, and not knowing who ABBA is. I find that shocking.
If I were to ask you right now to name all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, you wouldn't be able
to. But I understand that the Wu-Tang existed.
Well, yeah, I know these guys were, like, around
and stuff. Heard Wu-Tang. Because I'm a human being that lives in this world.
Yeah, I like this. Like, I don't have any...
But you've never...
I don't find a song offensive. Like, it doesn't, like...
But what? You've never heard ABBA before.
Well, I know that song.
Okay, hold on here. Give me another one here. What's another ABBA one?
Everyone's killing me on Twitter now.
Yeah, exactly. As they should.
Geez.
Well, no, but hold on now. As they should. And I'm not saying that you deserve to get killed or anything like that, but, you know, please, bro.
If the shoe fits.
This is the one that Maury mentioned. This is Fernando.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Fernando.
No, that's not how it goes.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Okay, tell me if you know this one.
Sounds like the Titanic song.
It's not the Titanic song.
Are you sure this isn't Celine?
Yeah, no, it's not Celine Dion Titanic. This is ABBA Fernando.
Listen, man, I'm a millennial.
Okay, stop, please. You're a millennial. Listen to this. Listen. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? Never heard this?
Sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful. Like never heard this, huh?
No.
Let me get to the hook. Here, you know the hook here. Ready? Crank this up. Listen, everybody. You never heard this.
This song's gonna make me cry.
Song.
Never heard this.
Nah.
Oh man, Maury, we got to take this guy dancing.
I'll go through some of these tweets.
Yeah.
But like, simply stated, Mocha is far too young for ABBA.
Oh, stop
listen,
it.
Teresa, you're so right.
Stop it.
Deborah tweeted, "You don't know ABBA?" Somebody else said that they're offended. Livia said, "It's okay, Mocha. ABBA is white people music. I mean, it's great, but
ABBA's
very
white people music.
Very Caucasian."
Please. I mean, I'm not saying ABBA's not white people music, but disco is everybody's jam, though.
I only know one ABBA song, and it's not because I want to know it. My stepdad is stuck in that era, LOL.
Sounds like a cool dude, if you ask me.
Teresa tweeted that as well. So, somebody else, Tracy tweeted, at Kiss925, screen grab her ABBA playlist on her phone.
Yeah.
Through Apple Music.
Yeah. Okay. They're a big deal.
416-870-8888. Hello, go ahead.
Mocha, I'm going to come to your defense in this whole ABBA situation. I can actually beat the fact that you didn't really know who ABBA was. I know two people that don't know who the Tragically Hip are.
Okay, let's not call it an ABBA situation, okay? there's not a situation going on here.
Apparently it is.
But there's just two people that I know that I've never heard any songs by the Tragically Hip. They didn't really know who they were, and I had to educate them on who they were, so... Yeah. The fact that you didn't really know any ABBA songs, I mean, there are people out there that didn't know who the Hip were, so.
Well, okay, listen, first of all, don't start comparing the Tragically Hip as great as they are to ABBA, okay? You can't compare the two.
I mean, that's debatable.
No. You think you can put Tragically Hip on the same level as ABBA?
I mean, to some degree.
ABBA turned down. They tried to get ABBA back together. This is a super famous story, Mocha. This will tell you the level of celebrity that ABBA is on, okay? ABBA, the story goes... ABBA turned down because they hated each other. They didn't want to do anything together. Yes, son. ABBA was offered to do a tour.
Sure.
To just get back together and tolerate each other for one last tour.
Yeah.
And they've confirmed this. ABBA turned down $1 billion to reunite.
A billion with a B?
ABBA turned down $1 billion to reunite. Nobody's offering the Tragically Hip or any other band $1 billion to do a reunion tour.
No, you know what? That's fair. I mean, that I forgot about that, so I rescind that comment. And
dude, listen, man. Bruh, come on. Listen, we're just having fun, okay, man? Okay, you don't have to start rescinding, okay? We don't have to get that formal.
We're not in court.
It's all good. It's all good.
Listen, nobody's rescinding anything, okay?
What's your name?
Ryan.
Okay. Ryan, thank you so much, bro.
No problem. At the end of the day, guys, you're the best. I listen to you every morning, and thanks for what you do.
Thanks, Ryan. Hey, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha, what's going on?
Morning, gentlemen. I just like to defend Mocha. I remember in Malvern when I used to play hockey as a youngin', there was no disco balls, so I kind of get it. The only reason I know the music is that my dad played it on his 8-track.
Yeah, wow. Sure.
What's an 8-track?
Stop it. You're such a... I can't even talk to you sometimes.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Today is, Dictionary Day.
It is.
This day is held in honor of Noah Webster, the man who is considered to have fathered the American Dictionary.
I mean, that was a real person?
Yeah. What, Webster?
Yeah.
Wait, you think they just made that up?
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to do some words, Maury?
Okay.
What do we say? Like grade five, grade six? Grade five, grade six
grade
level?
Grade four.
Grade four? I don't have grade four words here.
Fine, then five is the next best thing.
Okay, you're right.
So no pen, right?
No pen. No, spelling bee styles.
Okay, fingers in the air.
Okay.
yeah. I don't know what that means.
I mean, neither. Yeah. Fingers in the air, Maury. Okay. All right, children, everybody ready? Fingers in the air. Here we go.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Mocha, you let me know when you're ready over there. Okay. There we go.
Ready.
That's all you're going to need.
Do you want to test the right one?
Yeah. Okay. Ready.
Okay. Maury.
Yes, sir.
The word is remembering.
Remembering. R-E-M-B-E-R-I. R-E-M-R-E-M-B-E-R-I-N-G.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Maury.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of himself.
Your word is tongue.
T-O-N-G.
Maury,
this one always screws me up. T-O-U-G-H-O-N-G.
Tuong
Anon?
Tongue. Okay, Maury, your word is tongue.
Ung. U-N-G. T-U-N-G.
No, that's tongue. Okay. Maury, your word is tongue.
Is there a silent thing in it?
Tuong Anon?
T-O-U. T-U-O. T-U. T-A.
Tang? You're on your way to spelling Tang.
Okay, pass.
No.
No.
There's no passing.
T.
You can't get up until you finish T-U. Spelling that word.
T-U. It's T-O. U. T-O-N. G. Done.
No. Okay. Maury. Okay. Tongue.
T-O-U.
No, that's...
T-O-N-G-H.
That's...
Tunk.
That's toe. Spelled in a really weird way.
T-O-N-G.
Yeah.
E.
No. It's World Dictionary Day, by the way, if you're just joining us. Good morning.
Like tongue.
Okay, tongue. Okay, hey. The word, Maury, your word again is tongue.
Can I move on?
No.
No.
T-O-N-G.
T-O-N-G.
N.
Toggin.
Toggin.
T-O-N-G.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you hinting?
No, not at all.
T-O-N-G.
Yeah.
Tongue.
Tongue. Tongue. Your word is tongue. Pointing at yours is not going to help. T-O-N-G. T-O-N-G.
Tongue. T-O-N-G. Yeah. That's it.
T-O-N-G. Yeah, you're right. That's it. T-O-N-G. Okay. No, T-O-N-G-U-E is how you spell tongue.
Why do you need the U-E?
I don't know, Maury.
Okay.
Okay. That's just the way it goes. Maury, vague.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Maury, your word is vague.
Okay, V, egg, E.
Keep going.
Keep going.
I, G.
You got it.
Really?
Nope. Oh.
V, E, I.
No.
Vague. V, I, E.
No.
V E.
No.
V A.
You heard that's veg.
V A. I. Vague.
Yeah, vague.
V A G.
Oh, yes.
V A. A.
Vodge.
What?
Vodge.
Even know.
Vodge. It's World Dictionary Day, everybody. Maury, vague is V-A-G-U-E. These were grade Vagagne. Six words. These were grade six words, by the way.
One more?
No.
You want to respell tongue?
T-O-N-G.
They're wrong.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Beyonce turned down a role in Beauty and the Beast. Did you hear this?
No.
So the live action Beauty and the Beast that they just did.
With Hermione?
With Hermione. So Bill Connor revealed that Beyonce turned down his offer to appear in Beauty and the Beast because he wanted her to play, I think, the Feather Duster. Was that it?
Oh, really?
Isn't that what? I think that was the part. And Beyonce turned it down because the part wasn't big enough. First of all, if you're going to offer Beyonce a part in your movie,
she's got to be Belle.
Right? Or the Beast. Beyonce could have played the Beast.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You don't offer. I would. First of all, that seems like one of the most terrifying experiences that anybody could have.
Playing a feather duster?
No. Could you imagine that you have to be the person who goes to Beyonce and pitches her?
I know.
To play a feather duster in a movie?
Yeah.
No way am I doing that. That's a terrifying situation.
Even if you are on Beyonce's team.
Yeah, no.
And that request came from like three other people.
No way, man.
Like the one person that has to deliver that news directly to Beyonce.
No.
Can I just say, face.
When they make the toys for Beauty and the Beast, they don't even make the feather duster. They don't. The toys.
Yeah, he said she would have been a good feather duster. But yeah, no, you can't offer Beyonce a feather duster.
I think she should have been the boudoir, like that drawer, the chest of drawers.
But she's, I don't even think.
That character had a lot of lines.
No, they did.
A lot of great songs.
What's that character's name? I don't know. I don't know the character's name.
I forget that one. The chest of drawers.
No. Chesty. Yeah.
Chesty.
Yeah. It was
no,
Chesty.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was. No, it was. 100%.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Hold on.
Chesty.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it's be Chesty.
No, it wasn't.
It is. I think you're right. Let's just move on, can we? Let's just leave
fine.
It at Chesty.
Fine. Chesty it is. So
she didn't want to play Chesty.
Right. She didn't want to play Chesty. No, she didn't want to play the feather duster.
Oh, Dusty.
Yeah, I think Mr. Tickle, I think this is the name.
Makes sense.
Miss Tickle. She didn't want to play Miss Tickle, and she didn't want to play Chesty. And then, but you start going through some of the other parts, but I was just like, man, Nicky, why not just play the Beast
Lumoir.
There?
Lumoir?
Who's Lumoir?
The candelabra?
Who the hell is that? What is a Lumoir?
The way you say it in French. Isn't it Lumoir? Lumoir?
Lumiere?
That's
Lumiere?
It.
Lumiere?
Yeah, Lumiere.
Right. Lumoir.
That was Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, it was. He took a part.
Right?
Yeah. Did you like that movie when you were younger, Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, you know what? My sisters had it on repeat.
Totally. It was. How old are your sisters? The are they Catherine's age? Because that was Catherine's movie,
yeah,
too.
Totally.
It was
Beauty and the Beast. It was Beauty and the Beast, for sure.
Yeah, that was her movie. Did you watch that when you were younger?
Okay, sorry.
What?
Mocha's sisters are the same age as Catherine?
I don't know. How old are your sisters?
One is just like 27. The other one's like 32.
Yeah, it's Catherine's age, 32.
That's fascinating.
Why?
I don't know. Catherine's so young and pretty.
So what? My sisters are old and ugly?
No,
you son of a bitch?
No, I think he was taking a shot at me. Meaning she's so young and pretty and I'm the Beast.
Anyway,
you're not Lumoir.
At least I'm not Lumoir.
I love Beauty and the Beast, hated Fantasia.
You loved, yeah, everyone. Nobody likes Fantasia.
Yeah.
But what was your favorite song from Beauty and the Beast?
The lead. Beauty and the Beast.
That one? What other songs are there from Beauty and the Beast?
Light and Day.
Oh, no, I like the, I hear, we sing, whatchamacallit all the time.
The Gaston song.
Oh, yeah.
You are friends with Gaston. You are da,
You're
da, da.
Friends with Gaston.
Here, hold on here. Maury.
I don't think
Do you remember the lyrics?
The name of the song. By the way, the wardrobe, Chesty, is Madame
Chesté.
Gardrobe.
Oh, Gardrobe. Okay. Here, Maury, I'm just going to start you off, and then you continue on with the Gaston song, okay? No one
fights with Gaston. No one eats with Gaston. No one drives with Gaston. You
drives?
Are friends with Gaston.
Maybe they didn't have cars back then.
Well, they had the horse and buggy. Okay, Is that driving?
Okay, let's start over. No one
fights with Gaston. No one eats with Gaston. No one walks with Gaston because you're friends with Gaston.
But if you're friends with Gaston, wouldn't you want to do all those things with Gaston?
Yeah, but you don't want to fight with Gaston. And then I guess you could eat with Gaston. You, no one talks to Gaston. You're going to dress with Gaston.
Wait, so you can't talk with Gaston, but you can get dressed with him?
No one gets dressed with Gaston. I don't think that's... All right, okay. LeFou, calm down.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It was a good game on Saturday, man.
Oh, man. Austin Matthews, are you kidding me?
I watched it with my kid. She's super into watching hockey now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Aw.
What's that, more?
Is it still white guys and blue guys for her?
No. Actually, no. She knows the teams. She knows who to cheer for. I have not influenced her in any way.
I don't believe that for
a
second.
Wow, you might be right.
You don't cheer for the Leafs. You got to move up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so we love watching the hockey.
Now, did she watch like the full game?
It was a little late for her. She tried, and
And Saturday went into overtime.
It went into overtime. She couldn't make it to overtime, though. She just gets too tired.
What's going to happen later in life if she happens to be able to make her own decisions in life and decides that she's going to root for Montreal?
But why would she?
No, but what if
why
she
would
does?
Anyone, first of all?
It's
but
true.
Why would she?
Who knows? What if she's dating some guy who's a Montreal fan?
Excuse me? What are you talking about right now? What are you talking about right
I'm
now?
Later in life.
What are you talking about right now?
She's seven.
We're talking
man.
Come
what are you talking about? What are you talking about right now?
If down the line.
But then I do that. I'm like, listen, don't you. When you eventually, Matthew, adopt your. I'm assuming you would adopt, right?
We want a little black girl.
Okay. It's just.
They
want to be Madonna so bad.
You could have just said, adopt a little girl.
Yeah, you want to be Madonna so bad.
Who doesn't?
Okay. No, you don't like to think of those things because you will go crazy as a parent if somebody says, yeah, but when they're 17, like when a kid does something this age and then somebody goes, yeah, but what are you going to do when they're 17? You will just go crazy, right? My kid's not 17. My kid's 7.5. And right now, 7.5 is the greatest age ever. Just like 6.5 was the greatest age ever. Just like 5.5 was the greatest age ever. 4.5, not so much. But everything above 4.5 was fantastic. And I always tell her, I'm like, you know, my because we were looking at old pictures of her on the computer.
Yeah.
And I get super emotional when I look at old pictures. Yeah, and everybody does because it's just like, it's so wonderful. And we always say to her, listen, you know, because you can tell she looks and she can see that she's not a baby anymore, right? Sure. And I would just say to her, listen, you know, my favorite age is that you've ever been. My favorite age that you've ever been is right now. Yeah. This age that you are right now is my favorite because it's no joke. It's 100% true. Like that day, whatever age she is, that's my favorite age because she just keeps getting better and better and better. Yeah. Right. And I just love it. Like it's just love it. So I don't start looking towards the future. I don't start thinking about when she's 17 with regards to the cool things or regards to the to the other things.
Anyway, so she's 17.
Yes.
And she, let's just say she moves to Montreal for a job.
I would never allow that.
Hypothetically.
It's as simple as that. Maureen.
What are you not understanding about the concept anymore?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Maureen, come in here for a sec, please. The scams just keep coming and coming and coming. God, the whole room shakes when you walk in here, bro.
Sorry. Like the Cloverfield monster walking through, man.
My God, my coffee almost spilled.
Godzilla.
I hear it on the radio. So you got what, a voicemail from a Canada Revenue scam? Is that the deal?
No, I've gotten calls from them before and they're actual people, but now I think they've changed their ways and it's an automated message.
But you know it's a scam though.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Of course.
So you've had the guy call up who tries to scam you in person, but now what do? They just leave a voicemail?
Now there's like an automated voice message or whatever that sounds way more authoritative.
Oh, God.
Hello. This call is from the Tax Department of Canada Revenue Agency. The reason behind this call is that there is a case, a lawsuit, that is getting filed under your name. The moment you receive this message, I need you to get back to me on my department division number. Now, if I don't hear a call from you, we will have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me soon as possible. Thank you.
We're going to get you arrested. So do you have the number there?
Okay, you ready?
Okay, hold on here. You can't. Now, do you want to pause for 1 second? Do you want to do the talking or do you want me to do the talking?
Well, I feel as though they called me. I'm the one under arrest.
I know, but this has to be entertaining for people, and I don't know if you have the skills.
I'm a comedian. Okay, 613-714-5273.
How are you going to play this?
Scared.
Your trying to call has been disconnected. Goodbye.
Oh. Disconnected, huh? Uh-huh. Have you Googled that number to see what other people say?
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you should.
So, because you probably already have in your mind, Maury, mm-hmm. how you were going to act if you got this person on the phone. So let's pretend we dialed this number and you're now talking to Revenue Canada.
Okay, Roz, you be Revenue Canada.
Oh, okay.
Because you're revenue-y. Okay.
So ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Is this Revenue Canada Agency?
Are you sick?
No, I'm terrified right now. I'm so nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
I got a message from you guys, a computer-generated message saying...
Mm-hmm. That a lawsuit was filed in your name and you're going to get arrested.
Yes, my God, how did you know?
Well, because it came from our office.
At first I thought it was faked.
It's not, though.
But what am I being arrested for?
Well, let's just go through a little bit of your money history here. Would you say that you're good with money? First of all, who am I speaking with? I don't even know who I'm speaking with right now. How do I know that you're not the hoax?
This is...
That's true. Good question.
I'm not the hoax. It's Maury. Maury Sherman.
Maury Sherman. Maury, the phone number I have here on call display.
Careful.
What?
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you threatening me? What are you threatening me for?
It was careful.
You're taking a real threatening tone, Mr. Sherman.
Sorry. I just didn't want to hear my number back.
Okay. So I can confirm that this is 100% you.
Hearing my number scares me.
All of a sudden, Maury turned into a sheep. I don't want to hear my number back.
Okay, so Mr. Sherman, are you aware of why we called?
No, it just came out of nowhere.
So you've never had any tax problems before?
I haven't filed my taxes this past year.
Okay, so I'm going to say again. So you've never had any tax problems before. You've never received a notice from Canada Revenue Agency.
No, and if you haven't filed, you don't know what the problems are.
Maury, Mr. Sherman, I'm going to ask you again, because I have access to your file here.
Yes?
Have you ever received a notice from Canada Revenue Agency with any sorts of
have,
tax break.
I have.
You have.
Many
okay.
times.
So, okay. So, many times. So when you call, I'm going to tell you this, because I'm not going to be the only person you speak to today. I'm going to suggest you stop lying.
I'm going to start stopping now.
Okay. No.
I'm going to start stopping now.
Okay. I think that I'm being trolled right now when my only job is to help you, Mr. Sherman, through this entire situation. And I don't find that you are being serious in any way. I don't think that you've...
So hold on. Am I being arrested or am I being scolded by my dad?
Well, I just... I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you.
Scolded or scolded?
Yes.
Wow, Maury, let me tell you, bro, your acting skills are so on
They're
point.
On fleek.
Wow.
Terrible, right?
That's horrible.
If you give me, if I had 30 more seconds for this, if I had 30 more seconds, I would guarantee you, Maury, you would have been putting your wrists together and your arms out so I could handcuff you.
Oh, man.
You are the worst.
I would have got you to admit to just about anything.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
KS 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
Good. What's going on?
I am super excited today. I'm skipping work. I called in sick, and I'm going to a spa.
I love it. Okay. What's your name?
We'll bleep it. We'll bleep it. We'll bleep it.
Okay. All right. So, wow, you are super turned up this morning.
Oh, I'm so excited.
How long ago did you book your spa day?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And you've been looking forward to today specifically since then, right?
Yeah, because I need to work up to something. You know, I need something to look forward to. So I'm done all my vacation for the year. So now all I have left is 6 days.
Now, did you have to do like a lead up yesterday at work that you may be sick today? Like, did you have to fake a little bit sick yesterday in order to call in sick today?
Well, I was kind of like, oh, you know, my son, he's got a bit of a cough. I'm starting to feel a little bit in my throat, you know?
Oh, no. You're using your kids as the excuse. So then what happened today? What was your move? Did you email or you called in?
Emailed.
Oh, okay.
Because technically my boss is on vacation, so I only really had to tell my coworker I wasn't coming in. So I was like, hey, sorry, not coming
you
in.
You are
tomorrow.
Giving up a lot of detail for a girl who called in fake sick to work to go to the spa all day.
It's okay. She doesn't listen to your radio station.
Oh, okay.
So tell us about your spa day. Is it like a full day? You're doing like, what, like a 90-minute massage? Are you getting your hair did? Are you doing mani-pedi? What's going on?
No, it's a spa that's at Blue Mountain. So I'm like on the 400 right now driving up.
Yeah.
And it's called Scandinav. It's like Scandinavian baths.
So
you go. It's all outdoors. You spend like the whole day there.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really going for this, huh?
Oh, when I go hard.
Okay.
That's what she said.
So who are you going with? Are you going with a friend or are you going alone?
No, I'm going with two friends.
Oh, so did they call in sick too today?
Oh, no. One of them actually took her nice vacation day and the other one just lost her job. So we're going to cheer her up.
Oh, fair enough.
All right.
So what's the treatment of choice? What are you most looking forward to?
Well, the only thing that these people have up there are massages and then like the baths, right? So I'm going to get the massage, do the baths. I'm going to be there. We make a tradition out of it. We go up to Blue Mountain for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I won't be home till like 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Get a little day drunk?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
get a little Bailey's for the coffee, you know?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy your spa day.
Thank you, guys.
You sound relaxed already.
Oh, I am.
Totally.
And thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Love you too.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I went down this wormhole on the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And I'll read you the headline. Did an author from the 1800s predict that Trump's, Russia, and America's downfall? So again, did an author from the 1800s predict the Trump's, Russia, and America's downfall?
Okay.
Ingersoll Lockwood, an American political writer, lawyer, and novelist, combined a unique mixture of science fiction and fantasy into his novels from the late 1800s. Two of his most popular works of literature were illustrated children's stories focusing on a peculiar fictional character named Baron Trump.
Sorry, what? Hold on, what?
Focusing on a peculiar fictional character named Baron Trump. Now, Baron as in the title of a baron as opposed to a guy named Baron, but still the character is Baron Trump.
Weird.
Trump, an aristocratically wealthy young man living in a castle. Okay. In the novels, The Travels and Adventures of Little Baron Trump and Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey, the little boy who has an unending imagination and, quote, a very active brain, is bored of the luxurious lifestyle he's grown accustomed to. In a twist of fate, Baron Trump visits Russia to embark on an extraordinary adventure that will shape the rest of his life. Trump's adventures begin in Russia and are guided thanks to directions provided by, quote, the master of all masters, a man named Don.
Okay. Okay, come on. This is getting weird now, guys.
Lockwood's last novel, so the guy who wrote the Baron Trump ones, so he departed from the Baron Trump stories, but his last novel, published in 1896, was called The Last President.
What? Hold on a second. And this is from what year?
1880s. The Last President, things get even more eerie. The story begins with a scene from a panicked New York City in early November, describing it as a state of uproar after an election of an enormously opposed outside candidate. The entire East Side is in a state of uproar. Police officers shouted through the streets, warning city folk to stay indoors. At night, mobs of vast size are organized under the lead anarchists and socialists and threaten to plunder and despoil the houses of the rich who have wronged and oppressed them for so many years. And then he mentions a Fifth Avenue hotel in the book.
Trump Tower.
Trump Tower.
Oh, get out of here. Okay.
That's where Trump Tower is.
So weird.
Right. So I'm telling you right now. Okay. So if you want to look, I immediately, when something like this happens, where I read this, I immediately go to Snopes. Like, immediately go to Snopes. And that's what I did. And so I went to Snopes. Snopes finds everything out. So here's the headline on Snopes. Is Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey a real book from the 1890s? And Snopes broke everything down. And
no.
Snopes' entire rating for all of this stuff is listed as mostly true.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. How could he
right?
know?
So a character named Baron Trump, who goes on a marvelous adventure in Russia, guided by the wisdom of a man who knows everything named Don.
And they live in a magnificent castle.
They live in a magnificent castle. And then the author's final book was called The Last President, which starts off with a riot on Fifth Avenue in New York City.
After
a rich, oppressive outsider was elected to office. Right? So a lot of people are saying now that Steve Bannon, this is how deep I went.
Oh, God.
So a lot of people are saying now is Steve Bannon is a grown-up Baron Trump time traveler. So they're both now living in the world together, like they've screwed things up, like in Back to the Future.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, when it was old Biff and young Biff both living simultaneously.
Get out of here. Right?
Come on. Explain this to me. Explain this. I can't explain it.
So we're in a skewed reality
we're
right now.
Skewed reality right
get
now.
Get out of here.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So the Dammits went on quite the adventure over the weekend.
Which was what? The Dammits, by the way. Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew.
Hit up the Rec Room, which is next to Steam Whistle, right
there.
Across from CN Tower and the Rogers Center. Large entertainment complex. Food. Ton of video games. They even do live shows there. They have like themed dance party nights.
Totally.
It's like ultimate fun spot
for
anyone and everyone. And they have this VR experience called The Void.
Right. VR, by the way, virtual reality.
Thanks. Thanks. And part of The Void includes a virtual reality of Ghostbusters.
Oh my God, I love this so much. I wanted to do this.
So Dammit Maury and his husband Dammit Matthew as the Ghostbusters at the Rec Room inside of the Void taking part and recorded the whole thing.
So they give you like the Ghostbusters, like the ectoplasm ray, and they suit you up in a backpack and the helmet and everything else, and what you like walk through this VR world trying to catch ghosts in the thing.
That's great.
Oh, so much fun.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Look out the window. There's the Ecto-1.
Ah! Oh, my God.
So if there's a person... Oh, my... You got to... Ah!
Oh, my God.
Where are you looking?
Cool. What? Oh.
Ah! Shoot him! Get him!
Where are you?
Ah! Oh my God! Oh my God!
What is it?
A woman? A little girl? I don't know. With really bad hair.
No!
Maury, I swear to God, don't do this to me.
As a little girl?
Oh my God!
Well, we have to go outside.
Oh my God! Oh my God, this feels so real. Where are you? Stop shooting. Okay, you go first. I'm not going out there by myself.
Walk on the ledge.
I cannot get on that thing. I can't.
Get over here.
There's no way. I can't get on that thing. There's no
way. Watch out behind you.
More f***ing hate ice.
Just come over here. It's virtual reality.
Oh my God. You look so scary.
Can you come over here on the ledge?
This is chaos.
Oh my God!
Bring her into the box! Bring her! Look behind you, the box! Bring her into the damn box! Die! Oh my God, look behind you! Where are you?
What?
Look over there!
Oh my God.
Do you know who it is?
The Michelin guy?
No, it's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man! Are you killing it?
Yes, I'm killing it. I'm so amazed by this. Look at this! Ah! Oh my God, it went all white.
Look at yourself. Look at me, look at me. Am I covered in it?
A little bit. Oh my God, it smells good.
It smells like marshmallows. Actually smells like marshmallows. Look around.
Okay, you have to check out this view. It is so cool.
There's something strange. Who are you gonna call?
Oh my God! Oh my God! This feels so real.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
KS925, Roz and Mocha. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Oh
good.
My God, Mocha, I love you.
Ah, love See you ya. Right back. Hey, come on now.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
What's going on,
I
Melissa?
I love you guys. Oh my God, I'm so excited right now. You have no idea.
Why do you love me more than Roz?
Oh wow.
No, that's no, wait. I love both of you.
No. That's not how the conversation started, though.
But I do. I honestly am a huge fan. I love you. I love your laugh. I love how funny you are, Mocha. I love seeing you on social media and how awesome of a dad you are and an awesome husband.
Oh, thanks.
And then I love Roz.
I was all those things first, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay, no, wait. I love Roz because, one, he's so handsome. And I find him so attractive, and I think he's dreamy, and he is so smart, which is also attractive, and I don't know. I feel like you guys are like the yin and the yang, the salt and the pepper. You guys just are awesome, and I couldn't imagine not listening to you guys in the morning or following you guys on social media.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah?
But this is Mocha, by the way. I'm handsome too, though, right?
Yes, I know. You are very handsome. I love, okay, and wait. The salt and pepper look that you guys both have, oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you like that, huh?
I do, yes.
Hey,
let me
ask you a question. How do you run through all those fantastic qualities about me and the things you love and still end up having Mocha as your favorite?
I don't know. It's called life, bro.
Yeah, it's just called life.
I guess.
And you got to deal with it.
Yeah. You guys are the ones that always say you have to pick a favorite.
That's
so.
True.
Yes, you can't grill me. But I love both of you, honestly. It wouldn't be the same.
Hey, Column B, I'm clearly the winner, but okay.
Melissa,
oh my
we
goodness.
Love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Let me read you this headline. 1 in 4 couples regularly sleep separately.
Really? 1 in 4.
Now, I was exactly with you on this. I was like, what? And then I started going through this, and then it all just made sense to me.
Okay.
So according to a new survey, 1 in 4 couples regularly sleep separately. However, only 38% of those couples say it's because they're actually having problems in their relationship. 60% say they do it because they just like sleeping alone.
Yeah.
25% of people said that they do it because their partner snores. 19%, this is where it all makes sense. 19% say it's because they just fall asleep on the couch watching television.
Yeah.
So I would be fully in that category. I will regularly.
I've never fallen asleep on the couch and then my wife get up and go to bed and not say to me, hey, babes, why don't you just come to bed?
But have you always got up at that point? Because Catherine will try and wake me up, and I
totally.
Love none of it.
Oh, yeah. No.
For sure.
Matthew says if you fall asleep on the couch, that's your problem. You're staying there.
Yeah, I don't actually mind it. My whole thing is like, don't be mean to me when you wake me up. Don't yell at me when you wake me up. And if I look like I'm done, just throw a blanket on me.
Sure.
I understand I'm on the couch and I'm not in the bed and I'm in my jeans. They're super tight and it's probably not going to give me the greatest night's sleep.
And sometimes you wear your jacket in the house.
What do you mean sometimes you wear a jacket in the house? No.
Like that jacket that you're wearing right now. No. You don't ever have that on and you're watching TV and you fall asleep on the couch?
No, because it drives Catherine
and
crazy.
Jeans
she can't
fly undone.
She can't relax. Yeah, I never do it my fly when I'm at home. If I even leave like a sports jacket, what do they call them now?
Blazers.
Like a blazer.
Sports jacket.
If
92.
If I even leave a sports jacket on, Catherine can't relax because she thinks that I make her uncomfortable if I leave a jacket
on. Is it because of the dry cleaning bill?
No, she just looks. She's like,
an FBI agent?
No, because she can't relax because she feels that I can't relax.
Right.
And if I'm wearing that, in her mind, I can't relax. Right? Like, it's just like if I get up in the morning and I put jeans on, she's like, oh, God, what are you doing? Because she has to do 2 hours in a robe. That's how mornings are. Right? You know, like that's how Saturday morning is. But no, so once you factor in sleeping on the couch, I'm part of that one quarter of the population that regularly sleeps separately.
Oh.
Regularly sleeps separately.
No.
Because Friday night, I'll just crash on the couch.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen.
Really?
Not in our house.
You never do that.
No, she'll wake me. And it's not like to be mean or anything. It's just to be like, wouldn't you be more comfortable in the bed? I'd be like, yeah, like it takes 10 seconds to get upstairs and just crawl into bed and fall asleep again.
See, that's love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, Maury.
No. No, but sometimes I could tell Catherine's pissed that I'm sleeping on the couch. Some days she's cool with it because I know because I wake up the next morning with a blanket on.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I wake up at 4 a.m. with no blanket and she didn't even turn the lights
and
off.
All lights on.
All lights on.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. So when you wake up, you're going to see what you did.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.